السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. آمين يا رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to start with the recitation of today's lesson. So alhamdulillah, we are continuing from Surah An-Nisa, starting from ayah number 3 to ayah number 7, inshallah. And we're just going to start from the beginning of the lesson. For the recitation, if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن خفتم ألا تقسطوا في اليتامى فانكحوا ما طاب لكم فانكحوا ما طاب لكم من النساء مثنى وثلاث ورباع فإن خفتم ألا تعدلوا فواحدة أو ما ملكت أيمانكم ذلك أدنى ألا تعولوا وآتوا النساء صدقاتهن نحلة فإن طبن لكم عن شيء منه نفسا فكلوه هنيئا مريئا ولا تؤتوا السفهاء أموالكم التي جعل الله لكم قياما وارزقوهم فيها واكسوهم وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا وابتلوا اليتامى حتى إذا بلغوا النكاح فإن آنستم منهم رشدا فادفعوا إليهم أموالهم ولا تأكلوها إسرافا وبدارا أن يكبروا ومن كان غنيا فليستعفف ومن كان فقيرا فليأكل بالمعروف فإذا دفعتم إليهم أموالهم فأشهدوا عليهم وكفى بالله حسيبا للرجال نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون وللنساء نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون مما قل منه أو كثر نصيبا مفروضا.
So inshallah, that is our lesson, starting from ayah number 3 to ayah number 37, inshallah. Now for our theory, we are going to continue the topic of makhraj, and we were on the general area of al-lisan, or the tongue. And in the last class, we did the letters ta, da, and ta. So these are the three letters that come from the top of the tip of the tongue, and they are going to be touching the gum line of the upper two teeth. Now this is very, very important that when you are saying these three letters, da, dal, and ta, your tongue should not touch your teeth. This is important because the next three letters are said by having the tip of the tongue touching the edge of the upper two teeth. So if you're moving your tongue to your teeth, the sound of the letters actually becomes mixed together. So for example, if you have the letter ta and you move your tongue to your teeth, it is going to sound like tha, ta and tha. So it should have two distinct sounds. Also for the letter dal. So for dal, if you move your tongue between your teeth, it is going to sound like dal. Dal and dal. Now the only difference between these two letters is that your tongue is either touching the gum line or it is touching the teeth. So that's why it's very important that when you say the letter ta, when you say the letter dal, or you say the letter ta, you should be having your tongue on the gum line. It should be pressing against the roof of your mouth. And these three letters have more of a stronger sound. So it should not be sounding weak. So ta, for example, ta is a very strong sound. You are having a lot of pressure on the roof of your mouth. Ta. Da as well. You are having a lot of pressure on the roof of your mouth. Now we don't want to make it light. We don't want to make it soft and say da. Da. Now my teeth is touching my tongue. Da. Da. Now you can hear the difference. Da is more stronger. It's more firm. Da is very light. So we're not going to have our tongue touching the teeth. Also the letter dal. Dal is also a very strong letter. So we want to make sure that we're applying pressure to the gum line and the roof of the mouth. Now, when it comes to the other three letters, tha, dal, and ba, we're going to make sure that we're using the tip of the tongue and that we're touching it to the edge of the upper two teeth. Now, something that's very important when it comes to these letters is that we don't want any of that Z sound. Now, this is a mistake that is very common. A lot of people will read these three letters and they will have more of a Z sound to these letters. So, for example, for dal, they will say zal. So instead of dal, they say zal. Now you can hear that there is none of the tongue being involved. When you say za, you're just using your teeth. Za. So the tongue is not touching the teeth. So to make sure that we're doing that, we're going to push our tongue between our two teeth. So it should be kind of wedged in between the teeth. We want to make sure that the tongue is being involved. We don't want any of that buzzing sound. We don't want any of that Z sound. So this is a very common mistake, which is why I'm pointing it out. A lot of people make this mistake. So we want to avoid that. So for the letter dal, we want to make sure that the tongue is touching the teeth. We don't want any of that Z sound. So for example, if you have the word dhalika, you should have your tongue touching the teeth. It is not zalika. Zalika and dhalika. Now you can tell that difference. We don't want any of that buzzing. We don't want any of that Z sound. Also for the letter dha, you are going to hear people using the Z sound for that as well. But again, we're going to make sure that the tongue is coming between the teeth. We do want to make sure that we don't have any of that buzzing sound. So instead of saying zalimun, people will say zalimun, zalim, zalim. So we're not saying zalim, we're saying zalim, va. Va is also a heavy sound, so we're going to make sure the back of the tongue is raised. So this is also the difference between that and va. So both of these do sound very similar, but the difference that is, you know, the big one is that va is heavy and that is light. So that, very light sound, va is heavy, the back of the tongue is raised. Again, for both of these sounds, we are not having any of that Z sound. So no buzzing, no Z sound. We are not involving both of the teeth without the tongue. So we have to make sure that the tongue is sticking out between the teeth. And then finally, for the last letter, we have the letter tha. Now for the letter tha, you are again going to be using the tongue and it is going to touch the upper two teeth. Something that is important is that we're not going to make the sound like a sin. So tha
And sa are two completely different sounds. So this is also very common that when people say tha, they mix it up with the letter sin and they make an S sound. So we're not going to have any of that hissing for the letter tha. The tongue is going to be pressed between the two teeth. And if it is between the teeth, then you're not going to have any of that S sound. Now, when you remove the tongue and you're saying it only with the teeth, then you get that hissing sound that you have for sin. So if you say sa, you're going to notice that none of the tongue is being used. Also for the letter za, none of the tongue is being used. So we want to make sure that tongue is involved so we can get the proper sound. So for the letter tha, so if you have the word thalath, we're not going to say salas. So some people say salasa. So we're not saying with sin, it is tha. Thalatha, and make sure that that tongue is coming in between the teeth. So we have to involve the tongue. The reason why I'm emphasizing this is that the next three letters are very, very similar and you use them without using the tongue. So the tongue does not touch the upper edges of the teeth. So for the letter sin, for the letter zay, for the letter sod, for these three letters, we are not using the tongue on the upper teeth, which is why it's important that we distinguish all of these letters. So this is why I kept emphasizing the difference between these letters. So for example, the first one we did, da, da, and ta. The tongue is not involved with the teeth at all. If it does become involved with the teeth, it begins to sound like tha, tha, and tha. And for these three letters, tha, tha, and tha, if you are touching the bottom of the teeth or you're using both teeth and no tongue, then it starts to sound like sa, za, and za. So this is why it's so important that we make sure that we're using the correct makhraj, other all of these letters start sounding the same. So again, for the letter za, we don't want any of that z sound. We are not going to involve the teeth alone. We have to have the tongue in between. For the letter za as well, there is going to be none of that z sound. Make sure that you have that heaviness as well by raising the back of the tongue. And then also we have the letter tha, and tha as well does not sound like the letter sin. So these three letters should have the tongue coming in between the teeth. And you can kind of wedge it in between your teeth in the beginning to just get a feel for the sound. And then inshallah, once you know that sound, you don't have to do it as hard. But please do make sure that we're not mixing up any of these letters and that these letters all have their own individual makhraj. So one more time, let's go over these letters. We have the letter tha, we have the letter va, and we have the letter tha, the, we, and thi, tha, va, and tha, thu, vu, and thu, tha, va, and tha. And then we have with sukun, ev, elv, and eth. So all three of these letters should sound different. Again, it is not ez, it is not az, it is not s. So that is a separate letter that is sin and zayt. In Arabic, each letter has its own distinct sound, so we have to make sure that we are saying them correctly. So again, anytime you have that, anytime you have la, anytime you have tha, you are going to make sure that that tongue is poking out from between your teeth, otherwise it can sound like some other letter. So inshallah, we'll stop here for the theory. Let's move on to the analysis. And inshallah, we'll start from ayah number 3. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَى. So here, وَإِنْ and خِفْتُمْ نُون and ميم have توسط. So we're just going to rest on that. تُقْسِطُوا قَاف is going to be heavy. طَا is going to be heavy. فِي الْيَتَامَى تَا is two count. مَا is two count. فَنْكِحُوا حَا is going to be from the middle of the throat. So make sure you do have a little bit of that air, that little bit of constriction. مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ. So طَا is going to be heavy. مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى. So نِسَاء is going to be four counts. And then here we just have some khalizabar, like it has that straight alif hanjariya. So it's that small alif that you see on these letters. So anytime we have that, we are going to pull this for two counts. So for example, in the word mathna, two counts, wa thulatha, again two counts, wa ruba', again two counts. So anytime you have that two count med, make sure you are pulling for the full two counts, not any longer for that. And do make sure that you are consistent with the sound as well. And then the next part, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ خَ is going to be heavy. أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا عَيْنْ is going to have تَوَسُّتْ فَوَاحِدَةً. And then again, we have that two count med on the waw. فَوَاحِدَةً أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ. مَا is going to be two counts. أَيْمَانُكُمْ. مِيم is going to have تَوَسُّتْ. ذَلِكَ أَدَنَا أَلَّا تَعُولُوا. So أَدَنَا, this is going to be a four count med. And then here, تَعُولُوا, we just end on a two count med. وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ. نِسَاءَ, this is going to be a four count med. صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ. صَاد is heavy. قَاف is heavy. نِحْلَ. So here, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. You are going to feel some restriction. And then because I stopped here, there is also that ta marbuta that gets turned into a ha at the end. So now you can tell that both of these sounds should have a different ending. So nih, this is going to be from the middle of the throat. La is going to be from the chest. So you can hear the sound is changing depending on where it's coming from. So middle of the throat, nih. And then the chest, la, nih, la. So you hear that both of these ha do have that different sound. So make sure that you are paying attention to that. فَإِن طِبْنَ لَكُمْ. طَا is going to be heavy. بَا has قَلْقَلَ. لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيئًا. This is a four count med. مَرِيئًا. This is a four count med. And then we are ending here on a two count med. This is مَدْ الْعِوَدْ. وَلَا تُؤْتُ السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمْ. This is a four count med. أَمْوَالَكُمُ الَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ. The name of Allah here is going to be heavy. The letter before it has fatha, so the lam is heavy. Lakum qiyaman warzukuhum. Qaf is heavy. Warzukuhum. Ra is heavy. Qaf is heavy. Fiha waksuhum. Wakulu. Qaf is going to be heavy. Lahum qawlan. Qaf is going to be heavy. Ma'rufa. Ra is going to be heavy. And then fa, we end here on a two count mad. This is mad al-iwad. وَبِتَلُوا الْيَتَامَا. Ba is going to have قَلْقَلَ. حَتَّى, this is going to be a four count med, so just pull that four counts. إِذَا بَلَغُوا النِّكَاحَ. غَيْن is going to be heavy. نِكَاحَ, ha again from the middle of the throat, make sure you do have a little bit of that constriction. فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا. رَا is going to be heavy. فَدَفَعُوا. دَال is going to have قَلْقَلَ. And then فُ, this is going to be a four count mad. فَدَفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. And then ميم is going to have توسد, just rest on that ميم. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوهَا. This is going to be a four count mad. إِسْرَافًا. رَا is going to be heavy in this case. وَبِدَارًا. رَا again is going to be heavy. أَنْ يَكْبَرُوا. رَا again is going to be heavy. وَمَنْ كَانَ غَنِيًّا فَلْيَسْتَعْفِفْ. So we have a few letters here with sukun. So on all of these letters, make sure that you are resting. So lam is going to have tawassut, rest on that. Sin is going to have safid, it's going to have a little bit of a whistling sound, so rest on that. Ayn has tawassut, rest on that. And then fa has hamz, so we're going to rest on that as well. فَلْيَسْتَعْفِفْ. So just make sure that for each of these letters of sukun, you are giving it a little bit of time. وَمَنْ كَانَ فَقِيرًا. قَاف is heavy. رَا in this case is heavy. فَلْيَأْكُلْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. رَا is going to be heavy. فَإِذَا دَفَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ. عَيْن is going to be from the throat. إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. مِيم is going to have تَوَسُّتْ. فَأَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ. The name of Allah here is light. The letter before has كَسْرَة, so we're just going to make sure that the lam is light here as well. حَسِيبَ. We end here on a two-count med. This is مَدِ الْعِوَدْ. Then in the next ayah, لِلْرِجَالِ. رَا here is going to be light. نَصِيبٌ. صَاد is permanently heavy. مِمَّا تَرَاكَ. رَا is going to be heavy. Make sure here تَا is light and كَاف is light as well. So we're not going to say تَرَاكَ. So تَا and كَاف are not heavy. It is going to be تَا, رَا, كَا. So تَا is light, كَاف is light, and then رَا is heavy. تَرَاكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ. قَاف is going to be heavy. قَاف also has قَلْقَلَ. رَا in this case is heavy. وَلِلنِّسَاءِ. This is going to be a four count med. نَصِيبٌ. صَاد is going to be heavy. مِمَّا تَرَاكَ. Again, تَا is light, رَا is heavy, كَاف is light. تَرَاكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ. قَاف is going to be heavy, and then قَاف also has قَلْقَلَ. رَا is going to be heavy. مِمَّا قَلَّ مِنْهُ أَوْ كَثُرْ. قَلَّ. قَاف is heavy, لَام is light. أَوْ كَثُرْ. رَا in this case is also heavy. Nasiban, sad is permanently heavy. Mafruda, ra is heavy. And then dad is also heavy. And then we end here on a two count med. This is med al-iwad. So inshallah, we'll stop here for today. And that is our lesson from ayah number 3 to ayah number 7 of Surah Nisa. Inshallah, we will continue from there in the next class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.